I have lots of women in the office, but I have also quite a few men, and the men sabotage me every day. You know, I don't know whether they think I can do it, I'm so brilliant, I can do whatever I'm pushed to do, or some sort of conspiracy. I'm not so paranoid, but anyway. If I had been paranoid at the AA when I was a student, I would have left immediately. Thank you to all these people Roger wrote out for me. I'm not supposed to thank Christine Murray, but I will thank you. The AJ, readers of the AJ, the jury, thank you very much. It's also very nice to see lots of you, some of you I know. Barbara Weiss, who was a student at the same time I was at the AA. Nobody would believe it, but we were all both students of Leo Krier in 1974. And then she was a student also, I think in Unit 9, when I taught with Elian Ram, Farshid. And when I opened my office in 1985, she's looking down, she's embarrassed. I had a knock on my door in my office. I mean, there were maybe three desks and five people. We shared desks. And it was a young girl who was maybe 18, 19 years old. I'm not giving you age away, but... and it was Farshid, who wanted to work in the summer. I know it does not appear on her CV, but she did work with me for two summers. Anyway, so it's very nice to see her. After all, I see her sometimes. As you well know, I'm Iraqi. I was born in Baghdad. I come from a very unusual, I think, family. My father was believed in modernity, and my mother, I was a pain, so my mother taught me to draw, which was a very lucky thing. But I think there was a show sometimes in the late 50s in Iraq on, I don't know whether it was Frank Lloyd Wright or something, it was something on architecture which really excited me at the time. And I wanted to know what does a person called who wants to do this thing? And I think my parents told me he was an architect, so that's when I became a robot and I kept on saying I want to become an architect. Everybody tried to convince me not to become an architect. My father said, maybe it's too difficult, maybe you should become an artist. But I want to become an architect. My brothers thought I should become Iraq's first woman astronaut. No joke. You know, and of course, that was they were teasing me, but it freaked me out, you know, constantly. Little did they know that I became so influenced by the Russian avant-garde. And I did become an astronaut. And then I went to a very liberal nun school, if one can believe the nuns. They were very liberal. I think they were French nuns, and I think they were sent to Iraq as punishment. So they taught us to do can-can and stuff like that. And my parents wanted me to become like a really well-mannered, well-educated girl, you know, like doing all these things, you know, princesses do, like play piano and ballet. And I didn't want to do any of these things. So actually, my mother, I think, tried to get the teacher to bribe me by telling me how great I am. Anyway, it took me years to find out it was actually a present from my mother, not from the teacher. But the school had an incredible headmistress who was the mother nun, the mother, and she was very interested in education, and she really believed in empowering women and educating well in that particular school. That school focused mostly on sciences, and some of the arts, but mostly sciences, and particular math. And in a kind of Catholic way of making professors, teachers who are university professors, but teaching high school girls as a penance. So that we were taught by extremely, I mean, we had the same kind of almost classes as the first year university medicine and so on. So she was very unique. And I have to say, throughout my career, I've had amazing support from men. I know it's not a very popular thing to say, but it's a fact. Alvin Boyarsky, who was the chairman of the AA, was an enormous support to me and to men, and he really believed in women and the AA. We were 120 students in the first year of the AA, 50 of which were women, 50% were women. Maybe when we graduated, we were only like 10. And I'll come to that later. Why? I don't know why people, women don't survive. I don't think it's entirely the men's fault. I think women have to help themselves and each other to break through this problem. Of course, I have to mention Ilya and Ramu, who are my teachers, who are also, that never saw, I mean, there were people in there who, once I was having a sort of major crisis of some kind, and not agreeing with my teacher. And I remember being in the registrar's office and somebody there came and told me that I am having a kind of cultural problem, a relapse. Because they, you know, first of all, I was an Arab, Iraqi, which was a major problem. But if you dressed, if you had clean clothes, it's equivalent to wealthy, and that was not on. You know, you had to come in sort of pre-grunge, grungy clothes. And of course, I did another sin. I lived on King's Road. That was also, I was not in a squat or in a sort of semi-dilapidated home. There were, but anyway, this guy was an English, sorry to say, unit master of the AA. And he really did harass me a lot. I did come across him recently somewhere, gave me the shivers. And so I freaked out at the registrar's office. And Sarah Matheson, who was always very supportive of me, had people who are parents of some other poor student. And she told me to come and came over and told me to shut up. And I said, no, I want them to know what kind of place this is. And this particular teacher really went to Leo Creer, who was my teacher, and told him that I have problems. And Leo said, no, she doesn't have any problems. She's one of my best students. What do you mean? He said, well, she's a witch. And so there, I was conscious of there was a, but I don't think it was the wealth of it because I was partly because I was a woman. And they really did not think women can do it. I was okay in school, and I did not really come across this kind of prejudice until, I hate to mention Cardiff, until then. That was definitely a triple whammy. I was a woman, foreign, between brackets, an Arab, and I stress the fact that I was from the Middle East. That caused a problem sometimes, and still does, and I did weird work. People always think, you must be very thick-skinned, you know, how could you carry on, and so on. It was very. It was really in my fourth year at AA that I realized that we can do, things could be different, and we can do things differently. And I think Rem and Ilya were great role models. I mean, you know, they were not women, but, there were lots of very, very talented girls in this school. I say girls because we were all kind of youngish. And I think that at the time of the AA, and I again go back to that school over and over again because it was a very important place to be. I don't think I would have really survived if I was maybe somewhere else. I would have never had the same career if I had gone to another school of architecture. I might have done well, but it would have not been the same. And I think that there was an indication at the time that, you know, things could be done differently. And that was what really pushed me all these years. And when I became a unit master at the AA, I was called, you know, the boys' unit because there were only men in my unit. The girls were scared. You know, I know why. I think things reversed later. The girls became less scared and the boys got scared. But anyway, I think it was very important that there was a place that they were offered a plateau within that environment, within that school, to experiment, that we were, the possibility that we were given exhibitions, you know, 3 years after school. You know, people thought, oh, you know, we want to become an artist, but that was not the point. There was no other place to do any kind of propaganda outside the walls of that these institutions, where you can do exhibitions or give lectures and so on. And I think that was a very important support. And I think throughout my career, with the people in my office and who have always been incredibly supportive of me, I mean, I tease that they make my life hell, but, you know, there's a constant, it's a constant reminder that architecture is a struggle, even in the office, to convince even people in the office to do the things we want to do is also not so easy. So I think it toughened us up, not just as a woman, it toughened me up. I mean, I was always thought, people thought I was very tough, but I'm a pushover. I can't fire anybody. I mean, you know, impossible, but never have. And Patrick is a witness to that. When he first joined me, I sacked him every hour. but I, you know, also that we know Jim is here and Patrick and who have supported me enormously. They are tremendously great, talented young designers, all the designers. Actually, we're only a very young office. We are almost 40% women. They're not all called architects because they haven't got their part three. Although I do think it's important they do it. But anyway, they can't call themselves architects. They are designers or lead designers or whatever they are. I think that you cannot really do much unless you have very early on a sort of an idea, a goal where you're going to go. You don't have to stick to that route because it's a kind of a pre-designated path, but you have to have some sort of idea about where you want to go. And it's really incredible hard work. I mean, you have to work continuously. I mean, I'm lucky and not so lucky. I don't have kids, so I don't have to kind of mediate between that, but, you know, it's a constant travel. I also teach, and I think it's very important to contribute back to the profession through teaching. And it's also very important for students to know that you actually exist as a persona. It's not like somebody just kind of they hear about. And I always rejected the idea, like Patrick, of being a woman architect because I said, oh, you know, I don't have a leprosy. You know, I don't want to be in a kind of a camp where we are isolated. It weakens my position. But I think because women architects, whether students or in the profession, do need some support, a lot of support from others who have made that journey and crossed these hurdles, I think they are important to know that there are women architects or designers who they can not try to be like, but somebody getting a phone call. so they don't have to be like them, but they know they can actually survive. Because I, honestly, for years, I was told, you know, there's no point. You know, you can't, you can't survive in this profession. And I don't know why it is so difficult for women. Actually, I don't understand. Because I know the people in my office work extremely hard. They do the trips. They go to meet clients. There should be no prejudice against them at all. You know, men have problems, so we all know it. You know, I mean, you know, I hate to say this, but if you place a pretty girl, even amongst them in my office who are where they're working under sort of my name, they still don't see her as a woman. They see her as a pretty, or an architect. They see her for a few minutes as a pretty girl, and then they'll get over it, But I think the onus is on us, not because I had to prove that I could do it better, because it required that much more time for me to do this work. But I can still have fun, you know, I can still go out and have fun and do all the things everybody else does. But I think my architectural life is 24 hours a day, you know. I don't dream about architecture all the time, but even in my sleep, I think about it. So I think it's really, at this point in my career, I think it's really a great honor for me to receive this. And I think that it is very important that people know it. It is doable, but other women have to support each other. You know, I think that I always thought, you know, I would only get a corporate project if a woman developer gives me. And I was absolutely right. The first office kind of sort of building we got was in China by a Chinese client who was a woman. Male developers run a mile away. But I think that right now I think it's very important that, I mean, I don't mind if they, I'm a woman architect anymore because so it's okay. So it's really very nice that I get this, and thank you very much. And it's nice to see all these people here. Thank you very much.